Hi, my lovely listener, this is Véronique, your host. So before I introduce you to the next guest, I want to make a little announcement. Some of you already know I'm a sound healer now, and I have a new path in my life, and this is fantastic. I love it, and I really want to share my gift with you. So if you're interested about having a sound bath, or if you want to know about sound bath, I do virtual sound bath because I know a lot of you are listening from abroad. So we can do Zoom, we can do YouTube. So if you're looking to relax, realign, and inner peace, offer virtual one-on-one sound healing sessions and online group sound bath designed to help you release stress and restore balance, and using the pure tones of crystal singing bowls and guided meditation, each session is a deeply calming experience from the comfort of your own space. So if you're ready to shift your energy and raise your vibration, visit my website, harmoniousechoes.com, to book your session today.
Today I speak with Michael McAdams. Michael was brought up in a Christian household and was fortunate to have many spiritual and faith-based family members surround him. As Michael grew older, his foundation of faith served him well, and he continues to be a sincere seeker of truth. Michael remains open to this day to all avenues of information regarding spiritual and psychic material. Michael had always felt intuitive and soon discovered his ability to receive information and messages for others by holding objects such as jewelry, keys, or any item that carried a person's vibration. This technique is known as psychometry. Michael believes his mission in this lifetime is to be a bridge between those with a biblical faith-based foundation and those of spiritual faith, offering enlightenment and truth in the sharing of the messages and teachings received by his mother, Wilma Jean Jones.
Hi, Michael. How are you today?
Well, hi, Véronique. I'm fine. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for coming. So today we're going to talk about spiritual guide, spiritual teacher. So you have a very strong spiritual guidance inside of you. And before we start, is there a difference between spiritual teachers and spiritual guides? Because you can talk to spirit, but I had a conversation once with someone who can talk to a spiritual guide. But when I read about your website, you talk about spiritual teacher. So is there a difference?
Well, I'm actually not talking to spirit guides or spirit teachers. We all have that ability to communicate with our own spirit guide, spirit teachers. And we normally do that in a thought. We receive thoughts in our mind that have a different feel than a thought that we think. And it's a subtle difference, but once you can verify that and tell the difference, differentiate between a thought that you think and a thought that's incoming, the communication that we have with the spiritual realm that exists adjacent to this physical plane is real, and it's two-way communication.
Sorry. I think I know now what you mean, because when it happened to me, I didn't know what it was. But I think now, you know, when you receive those big thoughts saying, you know, you need to do this, or you need to go there, would you think if that's your spirit teacher, your spirit guide talking to you?
Well, I think any advice that we receive is going to be of a positive nature. It's mm-hmm. going to be helpful. Their goal is in our recognition of their existence. And the information that we receive, you're driving in a car and not really paying any attention to anything, radio turned off, and a thought comes into your mind and it says, I'd slow down a bit if I were you. And you top a little rise, and there sits a state highway patrol. Or you slow down and you're approaching an intersection and you didn't get hit by that dump truck that ran the red light. And that's normally how that communication will work. But we still have that pesky little gift called free will, and we have the ability to think and choose to do whatever we desire. But the information that we're given, guidance, direction, support, that information comes from our spirit guides, spirit teachers, angels, if that is your perspective with the foundation of faith. Spirit guides, spirit teachers are the same thing as angels, just viewed from a different perspective.
Okay, because I was going to ask you, is that your guardian angel? So it depends on the way maybe you think about faith.
I agree. I mean, you can consider this to be a guardian angel. You know, people with the foundation of faith. I was actually brought up with a church-based, Bible-based foundation of faith. My mother was extremely religious. My grandmother pastored a small Pentecostal church, and she would receive sermons dictated to her mind in thought that she would preach in church, and even verses to songs that she would write down and put to music. And in the photo gallery of the book is titled An Angel Told Me So. And that is the book.
And that's your mother.
That we can and that see was on the my jacket. Mother.
Yeah.
And there is, in the photo gallery of the book, there are six verses to a song that my grandmother received in thought, just lying in a hospital in Columbus, Ohio. And they didn't think she was going to make it. And she was praying, and she had a pencil and paper by her nightstand, and she started receiving these six verses to a song. And she wrote them down. My sister, who's a flight attendant with Delta based out of Cincinnati, she still has the original paper where my grandmother wrote those six verses down. And reading those six verses will almost bring you to tears.
So was it like a message?
That's how most all of us receive, is again in thought.
Do you think we can also receive them in dreams? Because sometimes dreams are so vivid, and I wake up and I'm like, oh, what was that?
I have vivid dreams, and that just, you don't know what we're supposed to learn in our dreams, but mm-hmm. I personally have not received any messages in dreams. Okay. My messages that I have received were in a waking state, like most all of us do. And it really depends on what it is. These spirit guides, spirit teachers, again, are here for our benefit. And they know what we need more than we do. And they know a lot sooner than we do. So that's the manner in which these messages and teachings were received.
And so you mentioned your mom. So it all started with your mother, right? Who started receiving those messages.
I have always been more spiritual than religious. My mother was extremely religious, daily reader of her Bible. And I had gotten involved in various spiritual books. Nothing, major, but, I just had questions. I've always had questions. And I was reading a number of different books and material, Edgar Cayce, a book called The Urantia Book, and I had started doing psychic readings. I had done readings with a group in Cincinnati called Psychic World, and I did what they call psychometry. That's the ability to hold rings, watches, keys, anything that carries a person's vibration. Mm-hmm. And I had a table with the group. People would sit down at my table, and I wouldn't engage them in conversation or try and pump them for information. I would just ask their first name. They would give me something to hold, and I had a legal tablet. I would relax my mind, and I would start to get a message for them. It would be a page, sometimes page and a half. When it got to the end, it would stop. And I would read that message to them. Sometimes they would cry. And it was more confirmation as to what they were going through rather than actual prophecy. And again, we're all capable of receiving in this manner. I didn't think that I was doing anything special other than just paying attention and receiving. Now, when Wilma Jean Jones, my mother, was led to sit down in these dedicated sessions, I'm sure you know what channeling is, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So people who channel, mediums, psychics, they will tune in, drop down in level, and they will tune in to your spirit teacher. And many times their expression might change, even the tone of their voice might change, and they will receive a message for you. And then there are people that do automatic writing, where they will have a tablet with a pen in their hand, and they will relax, tune into your spirit teacher, and their hand will start to write, and they will get a message for you in that manner. Well, Wilma Jean, my mother, when she was led to sit down in dedicated sessions, she did not do channeling or automatic writing. She had set up an electric typewriter in her kitchen, and she would be led in her mind, we have a message for you. She would go in, light a candle, say a prayer, ask for protection, because you are opening your mind. And she would see three or four words just float into her mind and hang there. They would not go away until she typed them. Once she typed those three or four words, they would just fade away, and three or four more would show up. That's how she got these messages. Full page, single space type. Many times with no paragraphs. And the depth and quality of these messages and teachings are like nothing that I have ever read before.
But for you, it comes in a different way. You have to do psychometry. You have to touch something from the person to receive a message for them. You don't do like your mother.
I don't do it in the same manner that my mother did.
The same manner. Okay.
I receive in thought. I'm spoken to in thought, and I have received before. And Wilma Jean, my mother, she had been spoken to in thought before. And she had been receiving messages for a number of years, but she was not sure that she wanted to put these messages and teachings in the book. In a book, she felt they were a little personal. And she was working around the kitchen one day, and these words started to come into her mind and thought. She knew it was incoming. She picked up pen and paper. She had beautiful handwriting, and she wrote this message out in longhand. And she felt this was confirmation she had been that she should put these messages and teachings in a book. She had been praying about it. May I share this message with you and your audience?
Sure, go ahead.
So this is what she received. Emptiness is part of fulfillment. Let your resources fill the void left so the distinction of your purpose can be found. Expression is always self-explanatory. Therefore, look inside and anchor all your beliefs beside those still waters that will take away your troubled view and renew your strength to recapture that which was lost, but is now found to be adequate to pursue the course set before you. And as you reconcile your being to represent those qualities that have been left intact, God will see to it that although circumstances have been trying, to say the least, your weariness will disappear as clouds once removed allow the sun to shine to dispel the gloom and darkness that has pervaded your countenance. And as once described before, a token of this presence will be deposited to your account and books recorded in his name.
This is quite beautiful.
And she received that message in thought that she felt again was confirmation. Yes, you should put mm-hmm. these messages and teachings in a book.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, definitely. So she also wrote a book, because we're talking about your book, but she also wrote a book, right?
Yes. And when she was led to sit down in these dedicated sessions, she would receive a message to her, addressed to her, Wilma, from her spirit teachers. And then she would receive a message to me, addressed to me, Michael, from mm-hmm. my spirit teachers in the same session. And it would take 3 to 4 hours for her to receive these two messages. But it's like these messages and teachings are woven with a universal thread. And everyone who has read these messages have said, well, this sounds like what I'm dealing with. This mm-hmm. sounds like they're talking to me. And I tell people, I say, when you get the book, read each message once as it was given for my mom and given for me. Then read that same message again as if it's being presented for you and see what hits. It's amazing what hits. It's almost a little spooky. It's like, how do they know? How do they know what I'm dealing with? How do they know what I'm going through?
Yeah. So as because you said that she was really religious, how did she deal with the fact that in the Bible, you know, they say you shouldn't receive messages from the spirit realm, you shouldn't, because it's, sometimes it doesn't come from the spirit that you think. How she wrestled with that? Because I know I've been Rose Catholic, and they always say, you know, you shouldn't talk to dead people or things like that.
Yeah, the Bible says beware of soothsayers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And I have always questioned that myself. I wondered why throughout the Bible, angels would appear. Gabriel appeared to Mary. Angels appeared to Paul on the road. And people would receive information from God and from angels. Did they suddenly stop talking to us, or did we stop listening? Why is it that throughout the Bible, all of these various characters and people in the Bible would receive this information and suddenly we're not allowed to? You know, I think it's a matter of just opening your mind. And people, I've been asked, they said, well, how do we know? How do we protect ourselves? And how do we know that by opening our mind that we're receiving from our spirit teachers and not from some negative entity or anything that might want to pull us in the wrong direction? Mm-hmm. And I tell people, I say, the best thing that you can do is you want to create a filter or an aura of protection around your mind. Each of us have our own thought system, like a little mini solar system swirling around in our mind. And if you can create a filter so that nothing that is not of a positive nature will be allowed to come into your thought system. And for me, I think one of the best ways and the easiest way to create that filter is with an affirmation. And there are a number of affirmations that people are given. Years ago, I was given an affirmation so long ago, I don't even remember when I didn't have it. And these words came into my mind, and it said, let no thoughts, ideas, or information be made known to my mind that does not come from God or his direct representatives. And you can repeat that as many times as you want, and let that be your filter Let that be your aura of protection. And if anything negative does slip through and you recognize in your mind, wait a minute, I didn't think that. Where did that come from? Then you can simply surround that with an energy and discard it out into the universe so that it has no effect on your thought system.
Michael, you just like... And so a question I had for years and I never thought, because I read the Bible and I never thought that's true. They use in the book to receive all those messages, those guidance, those angels, those that appear to everybody. And how come, you know, right now we cannot talk to them anymore? This is so, sometimes like in front of your eyes, it's obvious, but you don't see it. You just told me what it is.
And it's so available. It's so easy.
I know.
The spiritual realm, which people with a foundation of faith would consider to be heaven, but the spiritual realm is much more than just a place called heaven. And it exists adjacent to this physical plane. It's not up there somewhere that we're going to go to when we cross over. It's adjacent right next to us. And we are separated from this spiritual realm by a veil, a vibration, a frequency. We don't really know, again, what the medium is that separates us from this physical, from this spiritual realm. And the communication is two-way. Now, people with the foundation of faith, they've already have an advantage because they're reaching out to the spiritual realm in prayer. And they should expect an answer. And that answer is given. Now, on my website, spiritspeaks.com, there is an interview that Wilma Jean gave in Cincinnati, a TV interview. There's a tab at the top left. And you can watch her interview, scroll down. She's the pretty lady in white on the left. And posted on her interview is a message from volume 2 of the book, which is not out yet. I'm looking for a new publisher. And this was the only time in a session where she was led to sit down and receive. Two different spirit teachers moved in the same session, gave two different messages, and signed two different names. And it was obvious that the second teacher was a different teacher than the first because the whole cadence and phrasing of the message was different. May I share this first teacher's message with you and your audience?
Please, we're listening.
It was really just a little more than a long paragraph, but the next to the last line in this message is the line that makes me sit up and take notice. So this was the first teacher's message. There is a resurrection period through which man must travel in order to come into the realm of things godlike. You're to consume and digest all that is given here, as this comes from one highly qualified to meet the needs of this generation. You are not the sole property of yourselves. God still holds the everlasting command over your being, and in him must one take refuge. You're to be considered as one who has been stripped of all belongings and left to die by the wayside. In this manner, are you then open to any help that would be forthcoming? You are by your very nature ones who would depend on your own intellect to carry you through. However, by giving of your soul into the hands of God, you prosper and develop more freely into that which denies the outcome of some situations, knowing full well that it is the hand of God leading and directing you so that you may arise victorious in the end. There is never a time when you will be without the Father, nor his ever-loving approaches, to see that you follow the path that directs you homeward. Take note that we say homeward, as your heavenly Father so resides in that vast and surmountable environment of time and space, so shall ye abide in joint communication with him by the grace with which he covers you and by your ability to accept this grace and use it for your own development. There are others here who wish to make themselves known to you, so I will step aside at this time. My love and devotion follows you as you trod onward but ever faithful to your goal. And that message was signed, Your Loving Guide. Now again, that next to the last line made me sit up and take notice. And he says, there are others here who wish to make themselves known to you. My question is, who are the others and where is here? What do you mean there are others here? Where are you in relation to us on this physical plane? And the answer to that is they are in the spiritual realm, adjacent to this physical plane, but in so close contact with us that they are with us in real time and they know our thoughts, our feelings, our desires. And they will help us anytime that we need it.
I mean, this text you just wrote could be, for me, part of the Bible, because it sounds really, you know, biblical.
Do you believe in reincarnation? Do you believe that we can come back?
I do, because isn't that exactly what Jesus did when he incarnated into the body of the baby born to Joseph and Mary? Jesus existed with God in the spiritual realm. And we don't really know that his name was Jesus in the spiritual realm. There is a book titled The Urantia Book that has an amazing account, a 650-page section on the life and teachings of Jesus. And the Urantia Book says that in the spiritual realm with God, God's Son was known as Christ Michael, like the Archangel Michael. This was one of God's chosen sons. And Jesus, when he made the decision to incarnate into the body of the baby born to Joseph and Mary, he moved, his spirit and his soul moved into that baby, and he lived a full life as a physical man in this existence. And Jesus said, as greater works as I do, even greater works shall ye also do. And I tell people, I said, there is no death. We never really die. It's just graduation. We ride around in these bodies the way we ride in our cars. These bodies are just a vehicle to negotiate this physical plane. And when we come to the end of our time here, either through old age or we're taken younger through accident or health, we simply cross over. We abandon this physical form and we cross over to what? An evaluation center to look back at our life and see how we live, what we could have done better, how we have we treated people? And then are we reassigned to another set of parents in a different social station for whatever it is we're supposed to learn in that lifetime?
Okay, I think that it's like I'm listening again to the book I read last year. I don't know if you know that book, Between Death and Life, from Dolores Cannon. It's exactly what you said. She's talking about, you know, so of course, reincarnation and being in different plane in the spiritual realm and coming back to life because you have unfinished business. And when you die, thinking about, what did you do in your life, bad or wrong? It's exactly what you said. And this book really changed my life, by the way, because it gave me a lot of perspective. And yeah, she's very good. I recommend Dolores Cannon, Between Death and Life. And it's exactly what you just said, exactly the same.
There are two movies that I recommend for people to give them a perspective on this physical existence. There are older movies. I don't know if you've seen them or not. May I share these with your audience?
Yeah, and with me,
My first movie is called Defending Your Life. Okay. And that has Albert Brooks and Meryl Streep in it.
The second one
is called Always, and that has Richard Dreyfuss and Holly Hunter. There may be other movies with these same names, but you want to make sure that you get the movies with these actors in them. Defending Your Life and Always. And that will let you know what happens when you cross over.
Mm-hmm. And are those from books, adaptation from books, or is it just like a script that somebody wrote for the movie?
Well, they're movies. They're just movies.
But are they being adapted from a book?
No.
Okay. They're like a script from a movie. They're,
and you can go old school, get them on DVD from the library, or you can stream them, however you want to get them. Now, when that first spirit teacher moved out of the way, he moved around because he said there were others here who wanted to make themselves known. A second spirit teacher moved in the same session, and he gave a message that was a page and a half, single space type long. And I won't share the entire message, but these spirit teachers in these messages, they always end the message with a deep and profound last paragraph or a really deep, meaningful last sentence. And may I share this last paragraph of the second teacher's message with you and your audience?
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
So this was the second teacher that moved in. You are not as sheep herded here and there, but you are likened unto the lamb that is cared for individually, nourished and loved until the full and total development allows it to be master of itself. So is man so kept and denied only those things that would not in the long run nourish his spirit. God is all wise and loving in his dispensations. We are not to judge the workings of our Father, nor are we to judge each other. Work always to improve your own beings, for in the end time there lies your soul, with all the nourishment that you have given it, totally dependent upon the outcome of your intentions. And that message was signed, Your Loving Spiritual Teacher. Two different spirit teachers in the same session with two different messages.
I'm a bit perplexed about the first one. You said this sign, you're loving God. So was it God talking directly, or was it someone talking, you know?
No, this is a spiritual teacher, one of our own spiritual teachers. And mm-hmm. in these messages and teachings, for people who say, well, how do we know again that this is positive information coming from a positive source? Oh. These spirit teachers in these messages repeatedly reference God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit in these messages. There's no question that these are positive, powerful messages coming from the spiritual realm. And for me, I have always, even brought up with the foundation of faith, I always had questions about heaven and hell as a place that we would go to forever and ever, for all eternity, with no chance for a reprieve, no chance for a do-over. And I questioned, you know, what are we going to do in heaven when you have no choices to make, nothing to do, nothing to accomplish, you're done, and that we're supposed to believe that based upon this blink of an eye physical form existence, that we deserve to go to heaven. And I've always, again, had a problem with hell, eternal damnation and punishment. And I knew a lady one time that had a problem, had a son that had problems all of his life from the time he was 14 years old till the time he was 28. He was constantly getting into trouble, chose bad friends, bad influences, and the money that they spent on fines, bail, attorneys, it was just a nightmare. And I felt sorry for her. But she knew the spiritual material that I was involved in. This lady was brought up Baptist, carried a Bible with her everywhere she went to church on Sundays and Wednesday evening. And we were talking one day, and I said, is there anything that your son could do, anything at all, that would cause you not to want to give him another chance? And she just put her head down and said, no. And I said, what makes you think God loves us any less? Do you really believe, you know, based upon this one blink of an eye existence, that we're going to be sentenced to eternal damnation and punishment with no chance for reprieve, no chance for a do-over, because we were stupid, because we had made bad choices, had bad friends, possibly even bad parents? And look at all the lives that people are living on this planet right now that you and I or anybody would believe would be hell on earth. You know, look at the drug addicts living on the streets in L.A. and San Francisco, living from you know, one fix to another, sleeping on the street, no friends, no family. And you could be born in communist China, North Korea, Iran. You could be born anywhere. It just does not make any sense that we would not be given another chance to live a life that would allow us to make amends. And again, like you had said, live a life that allows us to finish unfinished business and to teach us what we need to do to be able to move forward. And that is the premise of those two movies, Defending Your Life and Always.
I'm still going to watch them.
You're going to really like them. And when we get done, I'll share even more with you off the air.
Okay.
I don't want to overwhelm your audience, but those two are really, really good.
Well, before you go, I have the last question. So how can someone who think they're receiving this message, how can they work on it and be ready to receive them and develop maybe their ability, you know, to connect the spiritual realm? Because some people could be afraid, you know, of it, could be scared.
Well, I think most all of us, I think everyone is receiving right now information, guidance, direction. But a lot of times they may think it's their imagination, or they may think it's their conscience. You know, where did that come from? What do you mean I should slow down? And that has, again, happened to me. My dad had retired in Florida, spent 6 months there at a small place down there. And I would drive down 12, 13 hours straight through, and driving with the radio turned off, not really thinking about anything. I was in Georgia, I-75, speed limit 70 miles an hour. I had cruise set on 80. They'll give you 10. They may not give you 11, but they'll normally give you 10. And a thought came into my mind. I'd slow down up ahead if I were you. Glanced in the rearview mirror, didn't see anything, shut cruise off on the steering wheel, let the car slow down to about 72, topped a little rise in the freeway. There sat a Georgia State Highway Patrol. Now, whether or not he would have pulled out after me at just 10 over, but the fact that they see you're paying attention, you either tap the brakes or you're slowing down. And I was given that information. And I slowed down. Once I got past the state of patrol, I ran cruise back up to 80. And I said out loud in the car, thank you, spirit. And that was one of my mother, Wilma Jean's favorite expressions when she was given information that would come true or would be helpful to her in whatever she was having to deal with. She would always acknowledge their presence and say, "Thank you, Spirit." And again, these spirit teachers, their joy is in our recognition of their existence. And the Bible says, test the spirit. And these spirit teachers, they don't mind taking a quiz. Feel free to test the spirit. Find out, you know, ask what you can do or what the best manner it is to deal with a situation that you're dealing with, whether it's family or personal, and try it your way or see what you're led to do and try it their way and see which works out the best. Easy to test the spirit. And that gives you confidence. One time after another, it's not like you can't make a decision on your own. It's not like you have to ask before you make any decision, because we're here to make decisions, to make choices and decisions, and to move our way in this existence. And what you're doing, what I'm doing, really is just shining a light on a path for people that have lost their way, gone off on a tangent, and you and I are saying, well, look over here. This is where you could be, and this is information that will get you back on track. And that's what these messages and teachings in the book, An Angel Told Me So, are doing, and that's what you're doing with your podcast.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, having all, you know, those guests regularly giving me a lot of insight, and like you did today, seriously, with the thing in the Bible, that makes me really happy, and I hope that's going to help other people, you know, listening to that podcast. Because even when talking about the Bible, sometimes I'm thinking, what do we have? Because like you say, it's, you know, be aware of seers, but other things are real messages. Sometimes I'm thinking, do I have to pick and choose? Or do you know which one is good for you? Or what has just been written by somebody, like just a man who wasn't listening to the message of God? Sometimes it's really complicated. And there's a different version of the Bible. So for people who really follow the Bible, sometimes, and I don't know if you can be the right direction if you only do that.
Well, and then again, we have been told to believe, to just have faith for 2,000 years. For 2,000 years, we'll just believe, just have faith. And I don't do a whole lot on Facebook, but I was on Facebook not too long ago, and there was a post. And it said, I don't want to just believe, I want to know. And I believe that that's a mindset that people are coming to. You know, those with the foundation of faith, we know the story. We know right from wrong. But why would we think that after 2,000 years, there wouldn't be new information being made available, new messages, new teachings? And the people that Jesus walked with and talked with, they were wedded to the teachings of the priests from the temple, the Sanhedrin, the Old Testament. And because Jesus varied from that and taught a new way, a new thought system, new information, they turned against him because they refused to accept this new information. And there are Christians, church-based, Bible-based people today who really don't want to accept the fact that we can receive from spirit teachers, again, angels, if that's your perspective. And well, that the Bible teaches against that. Well, it's been 2,000 years, and it's time to open up to new information and let the messages and teachings speak for itself. Let these messages and teachings prove themselves. And there is nothing in these messages that Wilma Jean received that would go against anything that would teach against the Bible, you know, that would be taught by the Bible against receiving, other than, well, you really shouldn't receive from anything that's, you know, not coming from God. Yeah. And these are God's direct representatives.
Well, Michael, I mean, thank you very much for coming today. Can you show us your book?
I can share one more message.
Yes,
that
please.
Is the book.
An angel told me so.
Mm-hmm. And when I was first looking for a publisher, I was on a number of different publisher websites. One of the websites I was on asked questions about your work. One of the questions was, what makes your material unique? Why would anyone want to read this? Great question. And I was sitting where I'm sitting right now at my computer. I didn't really even ask for an answer. I just relaxed my mind, and an answer was dictated to my mind. It was 12 lines long. And when it got to the end, it just stopped. May I share this answer with you and your audience?
Yeah. Go ahead.
So the question was, what makes your material unique? And this is the answer that I was given. The uniqueness of any material is in the manner in which it touches the soul. An open and searching mind pulls the soul and the body in which it inhabits onward and upward with hunger and determination in its quest for spiritual nourishment, ever mindful that the path upon which we walk is the path toward God. Lives lived, experiences endured, goals accomplished, and loved ones lost are all encounters upon that path. Strive always for the highest possible communication with our Heavenly Father. Believe in yourself as the Father within you is guiding, leading, directing, and comforting you upon this journey that we call life. Blessings be upon you as you walk your chosen pathway.
Wow. Did you get a response from the publisher?
No, I never heard from him again.
Oh my God. Well, it wasn't for him then. It's not the right one.
An amazing answer to the question. It was a number of questions.
Yeah. You know,
different publishers decide what type of material they want to publish. So that's not an answer that I would have thought to give for that question. I mean, I thought that I could have maybe come up with an answer, but nothing like that, nothing that deep and profound.
Yeah.
So anyway, the information is available. My website is spiritspeaks.com. And when you first go to the site, at the top, it says Spirit Speaks to the Hungry Soul. And there are tabs at the top, again, for Wilma Jean's television interview. There is a painting that I have at home. If you scroll down to the middle of the website, there's a painting that has five hidden messages in that painting. So you can take a journey through the painting, find the hidden messages. An Angel Told Me So is available on the website. There's a spot where you can order it there. It's available through all of Barnes & Noble's system. Any Barnes & Noble bookstore in the country can order it. Ingram is my national distributor. So if you have a favorite independent bookstore that you like to shop at, they are all able to order from Ingram, and then the book is on Amazon.
Okay, that's great. Can we listen to it also, or we can just read it?
Oh, it is. It's on there are two different audio sites.
Audible.
Oh, I'm sorry, not Audible. I can't think of the word.
It's okay.
Yeah, they're available. If you don't want to buy the book, you can buy it where it downloads for you.
Downloads, okay. Okay.
And I can't remember. I'm thinking it escapes me the term that is. But it is available. Also, I have a contact page on my website. So if any of your listeners are interested, if they want to contact me, just remind me, you know, where they heard the information from, then I'd be happy to share additional information with them that I'll also share with you when we get off the air.
I'm going to put all the information in the show notes. And this way, if people want to contact you, they can just go there and send you messages or go to your website and read all about you and all the nice thing we talk about today, you know, angels and spirit guides, spirit teachers. I really love the conversation. And now I can wait for what you're going to tell me also. So thank you for coming, Michael.
Well, thank you, Veronique. Thank you for having me. And again, it was a pleasure.
Okay, thank you. Hi, my lovely listeners. Thank you so much for listening to my last episode. I really appreciate it. Some of you already know I'm a sound healer now and I have a new path in my life. And this is fantastic. I love it. And I really want to share my gift with you. So if you're interested about having a sound bath or if you want to know about sound bath, you can just send me an email. I will put everything in the show notes. And this way you can have a look and just contact me through my website. So if you're looking to relax, realign, and reconnect with your inner peace, let's have a virtual sound healing sessions designed to help you release stress and restore balance using the pure tones of crystal singing bowls and guiding meditation. Each session is a deeply calming experience from the comfort of your own space. Shift your energy and raise your vibration. Visit my website, harmoniousechoes.com, to book your session today.